you for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is Jamie. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I called earlier today, and I spoke with a man, and he said he was going to call right back. And he never called. So I'm calling again to see the status of my claim.
Wait, have you already filed the claim?
I'm pretty sure I did, but he said he was going to call me back, and he never did, so I'm not sure if he filed it or not.
Did somebody give you a claim number and adjuster's information?
Unfortunately, no. They didn't give me that.
What's the state the loss occurred in?
New York.
You have a policy number and date of loss?
Yeah, let me give you 1 second. Policy number should be ALA-2018-65-25.
And when's the date of loss?
The incident happened on the 18th.
All right, just a moment.
Wait,
this was an accident.
I'm sorry. The 19th.
Was this an accident involved with an Amazon vehicle?
Yeah, it was an Amazon one that I rented from the last mile, the new thing they have where they rent vans from Amazon.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
So you drive for Amazon? Do you drive for Shipping Done Right Corp?
I'm the owner.
Okay, so you're the DSC.
One of my drivers got into the accident. Her name is Karan, K-I-R-A-N.
All right, give me just a second. Okay, yes, it does not look like it's been filed, so we'll go ahead and file it. What is your first and last name?
Patrick Schreiber. So he did file it?
No, it has not been filed. You would have got
a
claim number and adjuster's information if it was filed.
Mm-hmm.
And is the address still 82 Elderwood Drive?
Yep.
And what's a good email address for you?
SDR Patrick S0101@gmail.com.
And telephone number?
631-487-7785.
Do we have permission to send you texts and emails regarding this claim?
Yeah.
Give me just a moment while I input some information in.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the time of loss?
The time, you know, let me pull it up. I believe it was like two. Let me just add a picture of it. Let's see. It was like 2:45.
And the loss location?
The location of the incident?
Yes.
Let me see if it's in here. I believe it is. It says Fifth Ave on East Islip. At East Islip.
Can you spell that word you're saying? I got Fifth Ave and East.
Give me one second. Let me pull it up. Let me see if I can try to find it on the GPS. All right, 52 Fifth Ave. Oh, is this Bayshore? Bayshore, New York. Sorry.
So the address is 52 Fifth Ave in Bayshore?
Yeah, Bayshore, New York.
And a brief description of what happened.
Can you just give me one more second? I want to give you I have the exact address right here, actually. Where is this one? Okay, I see it now. Okay. Down here. Ocean Ave. Fifth Ave. Okay, yeah, it's Fifth Ave, Bayshore, New York. Okay, that's right. Okay. So I believe she was making a left, and there's a car on the left lane, and when she was turning, it was in her blind spot, and the car, and the cars collided. I guess when they make a left and the lanes probably merge into each other.
Okay. Where did the insured vehicle hit the third party vehicle?
I want to say the right side. Let me just pull up the pictures. Was it Dispatch? Dispatch.
Right, and do you have the VIN number for your insured vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks like the passenger door on the other vehicle got swiped. And then it looks like our driver's side, the front of it, got damaged.
Okay. And the VIN
So
number
our
for
left
the
there.
insured?
All right, so our van's VIN number is going to be, let's do this one. Just give me 1 second. Right, the VIN number is going to be 3C6. Tyler, Robert, Victor, Doug, George, 3, Jack, Edward, 159151.
This is an 18 Ram ProMaster.
Yeah, 2018 Ram ProMaster. Yep.
Okay, and do you have the plate number for your insured vehicle?
Yes, it is 1357. I mean 17NA.
So
135.
1357NA.
Yeah.
Is that New York plate?
That is New York.
And was your insured vehicle drivable or was it towed?
It's drivable. No major damages.
And who was the driver?
Her name is Kiran, Kiran. Last name, Salfar. LIE.
And do you have an address, email, or telephone number for the driver?
Yeah, it's in the picture. Let me get her the number. 631-300-0809.
Do you have an email and address?
Yeah, email is, let me get her work email. SDR.
SD as in David, R.
Yeah, Sam, David, Robert. And then Karan, Kiran. S as in Sam. 0315 24 @gmail.com.
And the name is spelled Karin.
Karan.
Oh, hang on a second. Spell it again.
Karan.
And do you have a driver's license number for her?
Yeah. Her driver's license number is going to be it's a little blurry here. Oh, wait, hold on, I just had it. Three, nine, one, six, seven, four, 905.
And what state is the license issued in?
New York.
Did she have a passenger in the vehicle with her?
No.
And do you have the VIN number for the third party vehicle?
You need the license plate number?
The VIN or the license plate will work.
HLV 3969, and that's New York. It should be a Honda 2007.
I didn't pull up a VIN number for that. You said it's a Honda. Do you know what's the model?
Yeah, let me see if I can see in the pictures.
That's okay. We don't have to have it. Who's the owner of the
Okay.
Honda?
Owner's name. All right, let's do. A. Acelia, ACELA.
And last name?
SILVESTR, and then the think the printer ink on the police report. Just smudged a little bit. I think that's an E.
Sylvester.
I think probably a Sylvester. Yeah. Yeah, Sylvester. Yeah, that's it.
Do you have an address, email, or telephone number for her?
Might have an address. No, 33, looks like NCJNTON Avenue. What the heck? That doesn't seem right. Let me see if I can pull up on the. Yes.
That's okay. We don't have to have it. Do you have a phone number
Okay.
for her? Or email?
Ed, do you have a number? Yeah, can you give me the customer's phone number, please? All right, let me just have my boss pulling it up right now.
Okay. And so the damages was the passenger door.
Yeah, it was the passenger door. And maybe on the door behind it. Definitely the front door, the back door. Yeah, the back door too. Both doors.
And was the vehicle drivable or was it
Oh.
towed?
I'm not sure. What's the number? 61. Oh yeah, it's 631-672-5572. And it's Adela, Adela. And she speaks Spanish.
ADELA.
Adela, yeah. She is a Spanish speaker. We had one of our drivers contact her. In case you reach out to her.
Okay. And was she also the one that was driving the vehicle?
Yeah.
And do you have her driver's license number?
Let me see if it comes up. It's a little smudged. 250-5658. I think that is a 0 or a 5.
Well, that's
And the
okay. If
last
we're
one
not
could be a
sure,
6
then
or a
we just
5.
won't put it.
Yeah.
Did she have any injuries?
No.
Did she have a passenger in the vehicle with her?
I am not sure.
Was the police involved?
No passenger. Yeah, the police is involved.
What's the name of the police department? And police report
Suffolk
number.
County PD. Suffolk County PD. Action report ZR33 23J5PNWP.
So at the end, was it C as in Charlie, like Charlie, Nancy, Whiskey, Peter?
P as in Peter. No, three. Let me get a better picture. The guy sent me a. Can you? All right, just ask me to take a better picture of it.
That's okay. You'll send all this to your adjuster. Was there any witnesses?
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay, and do you have something to write down your claim number and adjuster's information with?
Yep.
Okay, claim number
All
is
right, ready?
X as an X-ray, C for
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, dash
Yep.
O R CA-24-03732.
So that is X, C as in Charlie, dash, O, R, Charlie, A, dash, Charlie, 24-03732.
I don't think you said the, and I'm going to repeat it. I have X-ray, Charlie, dash, October, Robert, Charlie, mm-hmm. Apple, dash, 24, dash, 03732.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, all right, so it's Apple, dash, 24, dash, 03732.
Yes, and the adjuster is okay. Scott Carter.
Carter?
Yes, C-A-R-T-E-R.
Okay.
His email is scott.carter@x-ray.claims. Both claims have an S at the end.
Claims.claims.
Yes, and phone number is 205-990-4169.
All right, and it's Scott with two T's, correct?
Yes.
All right, so it's scott.carter@xclaims.claims, both with S's at the end. And then his number is 205-990-4169.
Yes.
All right.
If you would like to hold a moment, I'll see if he's available and get you transferred over. If not, you can leave him a message and he'll give you a call back as soon as he can. And you can also send any police reports or pictures or anything you have over to him via email.
All right, perfect.
All right, hold on just a moment. You have a good day. Thank you for calling Exceedent.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.